the new Connect FM.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is Ken Cunningham.
Hi.
I'm Mary Lynn. Thank you very much for joining me today, Ken. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So let's kick off the show with this. Saw this on the news last night. Apparently, it could get more expensive to buy booze in Champaign. The city's kicking around an idea of taxing us 4% on alcohol purchases at stores to save jobs in the police and fire departments. And Mayor Girard says that at the end of the day, we want to keep the services to taxpayers. So this is kind of a sacrifice on taxpayers' parts in order to keep the firemen and police officers who, you know, it's been talked about that we would need to cut. So what do you think about this? Are you willing to pay more tax on alcohol that you buy at the store to save fire and police jobs? What is your opinion of this idea? 359-call-217-359-2255. What do you think, Ken?
Well, you know, I'm mixed on this because I do love to have a few drinks from time to time.
You and me both.
You know, so I'm kind of back and forth. I mean, personally, I really do not want to shell out any more money than I already do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I see, you know, I look at the big picture and I guess I could see it. You know, I am willing to help save police and fire jobs because, I mean, let's face it, their jobs are more important than my expensive drinking habits.
Right. What do you think about this, Nikki?
I think it's a great idea, and honestly, I'm a little biased. I am a firefighter's wife.
Okay.
I don't live in Champaign-Urbana. My business is in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
And I shop in Champaign-Urbana just so that my tax dollars can go to pay those people's salaries.
Okay. Very nice. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So you say go for it. No biggie.
Exactly.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, Tom. What do you think about this? I'm sorry. Here you go, Tom. What do you think?
So they want to raise taxes on alcohol to help pay for the police and fire. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I think that maybe they should start living in their budgets because old people haven't been getting raised for 2 years, I think, on Social Security because they say there's no inflation.
Mm-hmm.
These people work for us.
Right.
If we don't get a raise, what entitles them to a raise?
Well, and this isn't about giving them a raise. This is about simply keeping some of the jobs.
Well, they just gave the officers in Champaign and the fire a raise, and they was retroactive for 1 year, plus they have to pay the raise for this year. And I think it equated to $200,000 or something. And then they had to cut the services on the streets and stuff off the public works because they were $300,000 shy.
Yeah.
Well, they just gave $200,000 to the police officers. So that is a raise.
Okay.
So, you know, and the government's going to have to start, you know, quit promising the world to everybody and let people be responsible for their own retirements, their own lives.
Yeah, that would take a complete reform right there, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well,
but,
I don't think you're going to have reform as long as a great deal of the people are benefiting from the fact that the system's set up the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to vote that they should take more responsibility in their own lives?
Have you always know? Been a private sector worker, Tom?
Actually, I was in the union for years.
Okay.
And I got out of the union because I had disagreements with them when years ago they got I think it was a 50-cent raise on the minimum wage, and the fellows were wanting another $2. Mm. And I said, "What? We're already making more. What? It didn't make sense to me, you know? I was over at the U of I, and we had to have three people to put in window air conditioner units. That's state money. Had to have the plumber there, electrician, and a carpenter there. The carpenter's job was to cut three boards and screw them to the wall. My job was to unpack the TPAC air unit, which is like a window air conditioner, and set it in the window. The carpenter put four screws in it. The electrician, he had the best job. He had to take the cord and plug it in. That was three union jobs. State, University of Illinois.
Sounds like a sweet job to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they got a garage over there that they're supposed to work on cars, and they don't really do much work out of their garage over there. They sent some trucks to the junk last year or 2 years ago. It was in the newspaper, and they said that they weren't feasible to fix because they needed too much money worth of brake work. Brake parts are cheap. Labor's high. We're already paying the men in that garage an hourly rate. They're going to get paid whether they're sitting and playing cards or putting brakes on that you know, utility truck.
Right.
They sent the trucks to Max Junkyard, you know. I was taking water heater out there and dropping it off, seeing them out there. They were detailed, a red Dodge and a tan Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
The employees, I wanted the utility belt on the tan Chevy. People at the junkyard said they're already sold. They were sold before they got here. Hmm. They had sent the trucks to the junk and at the same time said, we want to come pick them up. Two employees came and picked up the trucks. One of them's in Bonneville right now. Guy still drives it. It wasn't worth fixing.
Wow. Well,
we
you know,
need to quit the waste.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. We do need to quit the waste. And hearing stories like that, I think, make people go, huh, well, who should I talk to about that?
You know? Well, the thing of it is, most people don't realize, I think, what the benefits that these people have. You know, they always cry like firemen, you know. They work 1 out of 3 days, basically. Well, they're on a 24-hour shift, they say. They're sleeping 8 hours of that.
Well, I'm not going to, Tom, I'm not going to begrudge anything that a fireman says as far as his job goes. I've never lived walked a day in the life of a police officer or a firefighter. You know, I think that they work very hard for their jobs.
I don't begrudge anyone making a decent living.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a plumber, I know it takes more time to become a plumber than it does to become a police officer. There's 90 days at the PTI over here at the U of I, basically, be 90-day wonder, just like the military. It takes 4 years apprenticeship to be a plumber, and you got to go to classes out of the hall.
Right.
The plumber's got, I think, a 1% raise, and the policeman got a bigger raise. You know, if education is the factor, I think the plumbers got ripped off.
All right. Well, hey, Tom, thank you. So basically, bottom line, your opinion on a 4% tax on packaged liquor is not a good one.
Nope. Everybody needs to live in their budget. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. What do you think about this, Kathy?
I think they shouldn't raise taxes, and I think go ahead and cut some services back. Live in the budget. The state just cut at-risk programs for preschoolers, for low-income families that live on $12,000 a year that kids were getting educational benefits for because it's not mandated. So, you know, I think it's just time to cut some of them back. 75% of firefighters in this country are volunteers. Hmm. And we're buying Urbana firefighters, it's in their contract, their food to eat. You've got to work 24 hours. I used to do it. I packed what I needed, and I took it with me. I didn't use the company car to drive down and have the company buy my food while I was at work. So, you know, I think they need to cut some of that back.
Okay,
and get a reality check.
So now what you're saying, Kathy, is you were a firefighter.
No, oh. I worked for a company with people who needed care 24 hours.
Okay.
So I was in their home.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to eat their food. Anything we needed, we took. We mm-hmm. could not leave the facility. We did have a vehicle to take
mm-hmm.
the people to the hospital or any kind of emergency thing or take them where they needed. We had to track those miles.
Okay.
We had to account for everything. We couldn't just say, oh, well, I'm going to run down here and let Judy watch Mary while I'm going to use their money to buy my food.
Okay.
And Kathy does bring up a good point because that's how most jobs are. Nobody buys yeah. my lunch every day.
Nobody true. Buys our lunch and no one pays us to go get our lunch.
Exactly.
So what basically what you're saying is maybe some of these benefits, some of these things that are just given to certain professions should not be anymore.
That's right.
And that would be a way to save the money.
Save some money. And if you have to cut back some personnel, unfortunately that happens. Like I said, the state just cut back programs for at-risk kids and families because they said it wasn't mandated for those. And those were actually in school buildings providing care mm-hmm. for children, teaching them educational things so they could be ready to be actively ready to go to kindergarten and first grade.
Okay.
And the state said we can't afford that.
So if kids can deal with the cuts, so should adults, huh?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
What do you think, Christian?
I just want to say that I think a lot of the calls have been missing the point that is an increase in taxes actually going to result in an increase in revenue? Because usually an increase in tax is going to result in a counteract and a decrease in consumption. So is ultimately the amount of money the city is going to be getting any different. So that's the only thing I kind of wanted to say.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is what they want to bring in the money. They're going to bring in the money with the tax to pay for the overtime for firefighters and for the jobs in the police department that could be on the chopping block right now. So
yeah, so with an increase in taxes, a lot of like people who are going to decrease their amount of alcohol drinks. So
yeah,
that in turn is going to decrease the amount of tax revenue brought in.
Well,
so
yeah.
Ultimately, is it going to change the amount of money, you know, that the city brings in?
Yeah, well, more people run to the Urbana border and purchase their alcohol
yeah,
over there.
I mean,
Yeah, you've got Urbana people, aren't they running to the Champaign border to get their gas over here to avoid the gas tax in Urbana? And then you run over to Urbana to get your liquor, and then you run back to Champaign to get your gas? I don't know.
And suddenly the future of Urbana's economy is looking very bright.
Yeah, they're saying, thanks, Champaign.
Yeah.
Good point, Christian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Don Girard, wonderful enough to give us a jingle here today. Hi, Don, how are you?
Oh, top of the world. Thanks. Another great day.
Okay, so I had to talk to you about this, and thanks for giving us a moment. We're talking about this proposal of taxing 4% on alcohol. And then
packaged liquor, yes.
Yes, on packaged liquor to help save the firefighters and the police officers' jobs. And, of course, you know, who can argue with saving those jobs? I guess my only question to you, Don, is that you were talking when you were running that I just don't remember hearing a tax increase proposal. I thought I heard that you
yeah.
were going to try and
well,
cut some salaries.
This actually wasn't one of my proposals. It didn't come from me. It came from another council member.
Okay.
And it was one in which, you know, sometimes when you get into municipal government or any you know, government, you have to make negotiations. And the deal was they wanted us to find a legitimate revenue source. And if we could do that, they would, you know, take those jobs off those job cuts off the table. So I don't like taxes. I wasn't happy about having to impose a tax. But if we're going to impose a tax, I'm most comfortable with imposing a tax which people have a choice about. You have a choice of where you want to buy your liquor, if you want to buy your liquor, you know, whether you want to drink it in a bar, whether you want to take it home. So
yeah.
I think at least, and it's not an essential item. It's, you know, I wish we didn't have to do it. But if we're going to do it, I think at least that's the least painful. And I think 4% is very reasonable if you buy a $7 six pack, it's another 28 cents. And it's going towards something that is really about the, you know, health of our community, about, you know, this is the sustainability and safety. And, you know, if it saves, you know, one abducted kid or provides one, you know, one key piece of support with a major fire, I mean, it's all worth it to me.
Okay. We've had some interesting suggestions from some of our callers.
Okay.
One, Tom, who, he's worried about government waste. The way that some of the contracts are, some of the guys, their food gets paid for. We were talking about, like, the snowplow guys. You know, their food gets paid for, but regular folks, their food doesn't get paid for. Do you think that, I mean, will you guys be digging in and looking for ways to save money? Because I guess I'm a little worried, because, I mean, 4% here for this one, but then, you know, is there going to be more?
Oh, yeah,
is it going to be more
we're always,
on us?
We're always looking for ways. We're always digging, looking at things. And I think, you know, being, you know, brand spanking new to the council, I was sort of ushered into this with a very short window to save what I felt to be really key positions. And I concur. I want to hold the line on taxes. And quite frankly, I would like to, you know, sundown some of these things if we can. And hopefully when the economy turns around, we get other revenue sources. But no, I agree. We have to look at everything. We have to look at the bureaucratic positions. We have to look at, you know, I'm being very prudent, even in my office. I needed a calculator yesterday, and my secretary said, "You want me to buy you one?" I said, "No. Just borrow yours." You know,
okay.
So, you know, we're very, very conscious and very prudent about these things. It was a situation where I thought there were just key positions, and we had to make the deal, so we did.
Okay.
So, but I agree with him. I think we should look at all kinds of ways to save money.
We had another a woman call in, and she was talking about an educational program that the state cut for preschool kids who, you know, were in impoverished homes, and she was saying, you know, I think we should just deal with the cuts. Just deal with the cuts to service. You know, I mean, kids are having to deal with it, so adults should deal with it. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think when you're talking about cuts to service in the case of shutting down the front desk at the police station, I see that as affecting absolutely everybody. So that's not, you know, that's not a luxury service. And to me, you know, we saw that fire on campus, and as I mm-hmm. noted, those people who work at the front desk played a key role in the coordination of those operations. If that happens between 7 and 7, not so much. If there's an abducted child and someone needs to designate their entire evening, you know, working on that with law enforcement officials and agencies and the families and so forth, well, you know, there's only going to be one person, I think. Those are the types of things where, it's like I said, we're making value judgments. And to me, having spent time at the front desk of the police station, having talked with those people and having really evaluated the services that they provide, it made me, you know, just thoroughly believe that those are essential mm-hmm. services. Those are not luxury services by any means.
Okay. We had another gentleman, you would know this better than I, but he was saying that he thought that that firefighters recently got a raise.
They're currently in arbitration, and I'm not talking about negotiating union contracts or this or that. I'm only talking about the nuts and bolts of the city budget of providing the services. And this last night, the focus was strictly upon the front desk at the police station. We're still looking at the fire station. That's still on the table.
Have police officers recently gotten a raise?
Yes.
They have.
And I was not on the council to vote for that.
Okay. Because I think what he was trying to get at is, now, wait a minute, you know, why do we have to pay with our tax dollars to help save a position when,
but
you know, maybe they can...
That's why you need to call up your council members and your at-large council members.
Okay.
You need to send them emails and call them up and ask them what's going on with that.
Okay.
And, it was a 9-0 vote. Or that was a 9-0 vote. I think it might have been 7-2 or something. But you know, and people, let them explain their position as the justification as to why those things... occurred.
All right. Wonderful. Well, hey, I love police officers. I love firefighters. So, but, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, when people have to pay more for something, they just want to understand why.
Right. And I love as a taxpayer getting all of my services, and I'm, you know, very, very hopeful and confident that, the worst is behind us and that we will continue to, you know, look at the budget creatively and try to, not only maintain current existing levels of service, but restore levels of service that have kind of washed away, and continue to work on our infrastructure, continue to get our roads fixed, our capital development. Those are all things that we're looking forward. I'm exceptionally pleased that in the first 2 weeks I've been on council that we've managed to get a few things done. I think the summer youth job program is just going to be absolutely huge. I think that's just really key. It's a citywide, well-funded program through the school district. And, you know, without that, I think it would be a long, hot summer, and I'm really very, very pleased that we were able to pull the trigger and get that going, so I'm very proud of that.
All right. Hey, well, congratulations on that. Ken, anything, or?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I think you answered all our questions, and
He helped, you know, explain things a little bit better and make us all understand, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like anybody else, I'm a taxpayer, and I'm trying to figure it out, and I have a lot of the same feelings, but I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to sort of give, you know, my little take on it. And I always love hearing other people's opinions and input. You know, that's what it's all about. So I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be on. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your time, Mayor Gerard.
Absolutely.
We'll let you get back to your lunch. Take care.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye. 93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM.